1976 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, March 10th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Stacy and Dr. Gary over there in downtown Sheboygan. They're located at 323 North Main Street, right across the street from the PNC Bank. No problem. Park right out front, either in front of PNC and walk across the street, or park on their side of the road, depending on whether you're coming in from the north or the south. Absolutely very easy to find there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for walk-ins for chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary. No appointment necessary. However, you do need an appointment for the laser light treatment with Stacy. Now, personally, the way I would do it is get a chiropractic adjustment first. Let Dr. Gary lay you down on his table. Let him feel your spine, those healing hands of his, and he can find with his thumb and his fingers exactly where the impingements are. He knows exactly how a spine should be moving. And he'll go down your lower back all the way up to your neck. And when he feels something is pinched, he knows exactly how to break it loose and to put it back in its proper alignment. It doesn't hurt. Even if you've never been adjusted before in your entire life, it does not hurt. As a matter of fact, if you've had a pinched vertebrae cutting off nerve and blood flow, when he gets it to pop, you'll feel this warm sensation that is absolutely amazing. And what's really fun is my neck. When my neck is out and bent out and I can barely turn my head left to right, when he gets that neck to pop and go back into proper alignment, I get up off his table and my face is beet red. My ears are warm. My ears are red. The blood flow to my face is amazing. And it's because of exactly him putting everything back into place. Highly recommend it. Then, after the adjustment, after Gary's got everything in alignment for you, just walk right next door, get into the laser light room, and let Stacy give you a treatment. I'm telling you, it will absolutely fix whatever's going on. And if it holds, which means it stays in alignment, you don't do any stupid, crazy work or lifting or anything, you just go home. I personally would love for you to lay down and take a nap, because with your head properly supported with your pillow, your neck supported, your back supported, you take a good hour nap, maybe 2 hour nap, you'll wake up and you'll just feel fantastic. And if it doesn't hold, you can always go back. Wait a day or two, go back, get it done all over again. And I got to tell you, it will stick and it will work. Absolutely love these guys. Dr. Gary is the best chiropractor on planet Earth, bar none. I know because I've been to 40, 50 chiropractors in my life. I've been to chiropractic adjustments in many states. When I was a truck driver, they would have chiropractic care, massage therapy in a lot of these truck stops for professional truck drivers. I've had it done in Georgia. I've had it done in Texas. I had it done in California. Dr. Gary is the best by far. And you can tell him Trucker Randy said that. Well, one thing happened yesterday afternoon in Lansing. A bunch of politicos got together and sat down with the editor, Kyle Malin, of MERS News Service. Absolutely, absolutely have opinions about everything. That's what these people do professionally for a living. Well, one of the things that they talked about, President Donald Trump's favorability numbers. According to the fake legacy news, Donald Trump's favorability numbers are upside down. More people have a disfavorable opinion of our president than the minority who favor what he's doing. So his numbers are upside down, and Republicans at large are starting to get nervous about it. Or if they're not, maybe they should be. According to MERS News Service, Democrats have flipped so far 9 legislative seats in Washington. Last year, 2025, in special elections, and already again this year, 2026. The price of seemingly everything was high before the United States attacked Iran, and now all of a sudden fuel prices shot up. Before, Trump's tariffs were the easy scapegoat. You've heard Governor Gretchen Whitmer complain about the tariffs Donald Trump has put on from Washington. Well, now Trump's war may be taking its place. Okay, first of all, for the record, I want to stop right there. Folks, you got to stop buying into this lie. This false narrative that the media and these reporters and everybody are using. This is not a war. This is not a war. The actions that President Trump and Israel, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, have been doing with their military is not war. A war is when you officially declare that you're going to go to war with a country. If you do that, you need congressional approval. However, not only Donald Trump, but every single president going way back has done exactly what Donald Trump is doing under what's called the Wars Power Act. On a limited basis, for up to 60 days, which could be extended another 30 by Congress, by simply the president going there and saying, I'm going to need 30 more days to continue doing what I'm doing in my missions, is 100% legitimate and can be done all day long. This is not Trump's war. This isn't a war. These are military strikes. You don't see boots on the ground. You do not see American soldiers carrying their rifles going into Iran, crossing borders of neighboring countries and going into Iran on the ground. You don't see that. This is military strikes being performed by long-range ballistic missiles, Tomahawks and other things, drones, as well as our fighter jets. And now that they've taken complete air superiority with absolutely no fire coming back at them, they're bringing in the big boys. They don't need laser-guided missiles. They can start dropping the 500, 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound dead bombs that don't fly. They get dropped. They're gravity bombs. They get over their target. They release the bomb. The doors open up, and boom, it goes straight down and hits the target. But again, this is not a war. So when they say Trump's war may be taking its place, it's a false statement. It's a false narrative. Don't let anybody say Trump's war, that the United States of America and Israel are at war with Iran. It's a false narrative, and we have got to stop it. Now, continuing on with the story, trust in government is low, even when it's not shut down. Okay, let's analyze that statement. Why is the government partially shut down? Because of the Democrats refusing to fund Department of Homeland Security. Well, what were their reasons? What were their reasons why they refused to fund Department of Homeland Security? Well, first of all, they didn't like Kristi Noem being the head of Department of Homeland Security. So what did Donald Trump do? He removed her from being the head of it and moved her over into a special envoy, the Shield of Americas, a newly created, basically, caucus of all of the southern countries in the Western Hemisphere with the United States, and she's the head of that effort. He took a badass U.S. senator from Oklahoma and moved him into being the head of it. He needs to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Number two, stop the military actions, the police enforcement actions in the state of Minnesota. Guess what? Tom Homan, head of ICE Border Patrol, has stopped those type of raids in Minnesota. They wanted them to wear body cams. No problem. Got the body cams on every one of the ICE agents, Border Patrol? Absolutely. They want proof to be able to show what the assailant was doing to them. This favors and protects the ICE agents. They voluntarily started wearing body cams. Okay, well, we don't like, let's see, wait a minute. They got rid of Kristi Noem. They stopped doing the ICE raids in Minnesota. They're wearing body cams. What else can we come up with? They got nothing. So why is the government still shut down? Why are they not funding Department of Homeland Security, ICE? Donald Trump has given them everything they wanted. What the heck is their problem? We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to agree with me, disagree, whatever, doesn't matter. This is America, First Amendment rights, let me have it. But this story of these political pundits in Lansing yesterday, and then the commentary of the reporter. Issues that Republicans once ran on, school choice, pro-life, guns, they aren't resonating like they were just 10 years ago, causing the Republicans to scramble to find something that connects. Had the attacks on Iran been as quick and easy as deposing the former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, things might be different for the red team. But without a victory there, Republicans are still on the hunt. Okay, stop! Who is the reporter for MERS writing this garbage? First of all, there's no victory. We are not at war. The only time you have a victory is if you're at war. You've declared war against a country. That country has a flag. That country has a military. Those military officers and the soldiers that are in that military are wearing a uniform of the country. Show me the uniform of the Ayatollahs. The crazy Muslim clerics, Ayatollahs. Show me their uniforms. Oh, that's right, they don't have one. Well, Randy, the Iranian guard, they have uniforms. Yes, those are the military. But they're not fighting. You don't see any Iranian guards shooting at our airplanes, at our jets, at our missiles that are incoming. They're not engaged. If the Iranian Guard soldiers in their country's uniforms are not engaged shooting at us, are we at war? Absolutely not. There is no war here. So there's no victory. This is going to be strategic strikes to eliminate those bad actors running Iran, holding their people hostage, taking out their ballistic missile sites, taking out radar, taking out their jets, taking out every single missile launcher they have in the country. Donald Trump talked yesterday to reporters. They've hit over 5,000 targets already. And they're not done. And depending on the new son, the new Ayatollah supreme leader, depending on how long he stays breathing on planet Earth and running things there, will determine the length of the bombs. Folks, you got to understand, this is a week ago Saturday. Today's Tuesday. We're on this thing for like 10, 11 days. President Trump has another 49 days to go without even having to worry about getting authorization from Congress. Yeah, we went in and got Maduro. Strategic law enforcement backed up by the military, supported by the military, giving law enforcement protection to go in to his compound and get him out of his bed in the middle of the night. He's sitting in a jail right now in New York, waiting to go to trial, waiting to be found guilty of these war crimes and crimes against his people, and going to be put in a penitentiary for the rest of his God-given life. He will never be a free man ever again. He will die in prison. Okay, so this strikes against Iran was supposed to happen as fast as that? Who's writing this garbage? Well, they have some questions for four political pundits. The very first one, how long can the war in Iran continue before it negatively impacts Republicans politically? Well, Truscott John, CEO of Truscott Rossman in Lansing, they are a PR lobbying firm in the same building, I believe, with our state senators. It's not a simple answer because war isn't linear. There will be lots of twists and turns, and unexpected things will happen. With that said, there is a several-month runway because it is the results that will matter. Opinions change very quickly, and a satisfactory end to the war and a return to normal will quickly influence or sway opinions. It could be a big lift for Republicans, but if things take an unfortunate turn, it could hurt Republicans. Since people don't really start to dial into political campaigns until after Labor Day. That is in September. This is March 10th. Just less than barely 6 months away. We're going to continue this conversation. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll